spires and print signs. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are assembled here for our morning Sabbath worship. Let's sing hymn number 377.
Trials pass by me, amid the thorns that pierce my feet, one thought remains supremely sweet. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me.
Let's make a prayer of understanding to our Heavenly Father above. So let us bow our heads and meditate. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父,救主耶稣基督,
Oh, merciful Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we praise and we thank you.
今天你让我们在周末, 能够歇下世上的工作,
Today, on this weekend of rest, that we can lay aside all things to come before you.
到你面前来, 敬拜你,
come before you to worship you.
主啊, 一个礼拜, 我们的生活都非常的忙碌,
Oh Lord, this past week, we have all labored and have had a busy life.
谢谢你, 把第七天分别出来,
And we thank you that on the seventh day that you have separated aside for us.
谢谢你, 来祝福这美好的一天,
And we thank you that you have blessed this particular day.
谢谢你, 能够在这一天让我们知道它是圣日, 能够来尊重你, 能够来敬拜你。
And we thank you for giving us the understanding that this is your holy day, this holy day of rest.
主耶稣, 我们祈求你能够祝福, 我们在这里的朋友跟弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, we are assembled here. We ask you to bless our friends and also our fellow brothers and sisters.
因为你应许我们,
because you have promised us.
只要在今天我们, 不做自己的私事,
as long as we lay aside our personal things,
我们不说自己的私话,
and do not speak that of our own personal thoughts.
我们以你的圣日为可喜乐的,
But that in this holy Sabbath day, we can find your joy.
那我们就可以成驾地的高处,
and then we can excel above all things.
我们就可以有雅各的产业,
and then we will have the inheritance of Jacob.
我们就有天上跟地上的福气,
and then we will have blessing both in heaven and also on earth.
主啊, 我们有时候不只是肉体累, 我们心灵也非常的虚空。
Oh Lord, many times not just are we tiresome on our physical life, but also mentally that we feel this vanity.
我们常常觉得不晓得为什么我们要这么辛苦。
We many times do not understand why we labor so.
为什么困难的事情总是解决不完？
Why are there so many difficulties and problems that seem endless in life?
我们感谢你，借着你的话语给我们了解人生的方向。
Oh Lord, we thank you that by your words that you have given us direction in our life.
你的智慧能够充满我们的心。
That your wisdom can fill within our hearts.
我们就能够有鹰的眼睛。
And then so we will have the eyesight like that of eagles.
我们就可以看得很远，飞得很高。
That we may see far and be able to fly high.
我们就不被世上的事情所困扰。
And so that we are not bounded by the things of this world.
我们知道你为我们预备一个永远安息的地方。
Oh Lord, we know that you have prepared for us an eternal rest.
那我们知道人生都是暂时的。
And let us understand that all things in this life is temporary.
我们空空的来，也要空空的走。
Empty-handed have we come into this world.And empty-handed shall we go and
leave this world. 你为我们预备的却是那更美好的未来。
And what you have prepared for us in the future is a more wonderful thing.
所以祈求你让我们能够了解你的旨意。
Lord, we ask you to let us understand thy will.
能够好好的准备自己。
Let us prepare ourselves.
能够丰丰富富的进到你神国。
So then we can abundantly enter into thy heavenly kingdom.
我们今天要在你的面前敬拜你。
Oh Lord, we stand before you and to worship you.
我们要在这边分享你的话。
And we are here to share your words.
愿你能够开仆人的口。
Oh, we ask you to open the mouth of your servants.
开我们弟兄姐妹的心。
And open the hearts of your brothers and sisters.
将你的教训亲自能够种在人的心中。
So your teachings may be seated within all of us.
我们恭恭敬敬的把这样的聚会交托在你的手中。
And so with a reverent heart, we bestow the service unto thy hands.
愿你从头祝福带领。
And so we ask you to guide our service.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神与大家同在。
May God be with you.
上礼拜二大概四点钟左右小弟不晓得为什么就醒过来了。
Last Tuesday around 4 o'clock in the morning, for no reason I woke up.
我就注意到太太去洗手间洗手啊。
And I noticed my wife got out of bed to went to the restroom.
然后她回来的时候我就注意到，哎，哇，怎么开始床在摇嘞？
And then when she came back, I noticed that the bed was swaying to and fro.
虽然没有摇得像吊床一样那么厉害。
Although it was not a heavy shaking that I fell from the bed,
但是也是够令人肃穆惊心的了。
But then it was shaking enough to be noticed and to have one to be surprised.
所以我就大声喊，地震，老婆，地震。
And so I hastily yelled out to my wife, say, earthquake.
不晓得为什么我们两个说地震还是不想跑呢，还是躺在那里呢。
And even though I said earthquake, but we both just still lay in bed, we did not even try any effort to run away.
那个地震啊，才四级啊，大概四秒钟而已啊。
Thank God that earthquake was on the Richter scale, a scale of 4, and was only 4 seconds long.
我老婆就说，哎，怪不得我刚刚洗手的时候，怎么这么早听到小鸟就一直在乱叫乱叫的，原来小鸟比我们更早知道要地震了。
And so she said to me, no wonder she was wondering why so early in the morning, all of a sudden there seems though there are many birds chirping and screaming.
从一月到现在啊，其实我们经历了很多这个地震的报道。
Actually, from the beginning of this year up until now, we have seen upon the news many instances of earthquake.
海地有七级的地震。
Haiti has a scale of 7 or more earthquake.
这个智利有8.8级的地震。
And Chile has a Richter scale of about 8 point something or higher in terms of earthquake.
在这个之后，台湾、日本，我们都听到类似的消息。
And at the same time, in Taiwan and Japan, we also have heard some sort of earthquake.
我们来请看以赛亚书的24章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 24.
以赛亚书24章19节。
Isaiah chapter 24.
以赛亚书24章19节20节。
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 19 and verse 20.
以赛亚书24章19节20节。
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 19 and verse 20.
地全然破坏，尽都崩裂，大大的震动了。20节。
20.
地要东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人，又摇来摇去，好像吊床。请读。
The earth is violently broken, and the earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut.
这边提到说，当大地震来的时候呢，它好像醉酒的人啊，东倒西歪啊。
Here it describes that this earthquake shall reel to and fro like a drunkard.
又像吊床一样呢，摇来摇去啊。
And it shall totter like a hut.
所以今天早上我们用摇来摇去像吊床啊，我们来谈地震。
And so today I'd like to share with you to reel, to shake to and fro as that of a hut. I have mutual encouragement.
我想来谈三点。
And I would like to mention 3 points.
第一点我们来谈这个地震的现象。
And the first is the phenomenon of an earthquake.
我们再来谈谈地震给我们什么样的信息。
And also the second is the message of the earthquake.
我们再来谈谈我们对地震的信息应该有什么样的反应。
And then the third is our response to the earthquake.
我们先来谈第一点，下个 slides。
The first point.
这个地震的现象啊，圣经描写得很清楚。
The phenomenon of the earthquake is quite described in the Bible.
我们看耶伯记的九章六节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 6.
耶伯记的九章第六节。
Job, chapter 9, verse 6.
九章第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
他使地震动，离其本位，地的柱子就摇撼。请读。
He shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble.
我们知道耶伯记是3400年前所写的。
We know the book of Job was written about 3,400 years ago.
你知道吗？3400年前没有一本书或者是一个传说能够把地震这么有科学性的记录下来。
And during that time, there is no such written in such detail the description about that of an earthquake as it is written here.
你去网络查一查地震的 legend 那些地震的古老的记载。
If you search the internet,
地震怎么来的
and study as to how the earthquake comes about.
印度人会说呢，其实这个地球下面有四只大象扛着这个地啊。
According to the traditions of India, it says that on the core of Earth, there are 4 giant elephants supporting the surface of the Earth.
四只大象呢，就站在一只大乌龟上面。
And these 4 elephants are standing upon this great turtle.
那这个大乌龟下面一只眼镜蛇。Cobra, 一只蛇。
Where?
那个乌龟下面又有一只蛇。
And then below the turtle, there is a cobra.
那所以这个蛇一动，乌龟跟着动，象跟着动，那就地震了。
And so when the cobra moves, the turtle will move, and then the 4 elephants will move, and then the earth will shake.
如果或者是大象动了，也会地震了。
Or if the elephants move, the earth will also move.
另外一个传说说呢，有一种地下住着一种民族啊。
And there's another legend that says that upon the undergrounds of the earth, that there is a tribal people.
他们不定时要看一看地上的人还有没有人住着，有没有统统死光了，所以他就。动一动地底下。
And so these people underground, to see if there are still people living upon the surface, they will occasionally shake the earth.
一动baby就哇哇，他就说哇，那听到了啊，上面还有人呢。
And then when it shakes and hear the cries of infants, then they know that people are still alive upon the surface.
真的那么多的传说啊，圣经上这个传说是三千四百年前左右的传说，圣经上的传说，圣经上的记载，三千四百年前。已经把地震的那个科学的那种记录把它记载在这里啊。
And so even from the Bible, we see here the wrote about earthquakes ever since the time of old.
我们都知道，现在我们都知道，地震就是地的板块互相挤压，产生一种压力有一种 energy。当它这个 release 的时候，当它出来的时候，就产生震动了。
And we all know basically how an earthquake works is that the plates.On the surface of the earth have accumulated a certain amount of energy that needs, once that energy exceeds its point, it will create this earthquake and the plates will move.
这个都是跟地块移动有关系啊，就是像圣经上所说的地离开它本来的位置啊。
And so as it is written here in the Bible that the earth has been shaken out of its place.
所以我们真的要相信圣经的话，圣经真的是一个很奇妙的书。
The words in the Bible are indeed believable for all of us.
圣经上也记载一种海啸的情形，因为地震会产生。
And the Bible also describes this instance of tsunamis.
我们来看诗篇的114篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms 114.
114篇第3节到7节.
Psalms 114.
114篇3到7节.
Verse 3 to 7.
沧海看见就奔逃，约旦河也倒流。第4节。
4.
大海大山踊跃如公羊，小山跳舞如羊羔。第5节。 沧海啊，你为什么奔逃？约旦河啊，你为什么倒流？第六节。
6.
大山啊，你为何踊跃如公羊？小山啊，你为何跳舞如羊羔？第7节。
7.
大地啊，你因见主的面，就是雅各神的面，便要震动。请读第7节。
Verse 7, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob.
前面一直在问说, 这个为什么河水会倒流呢? 为什么海水会奔逃呢?
Here it describes that the sea saw it and fled, it turned back.
为什么大山会震动, 像在跳舞一样呢? 像羊羔在跳舞一样呢?
Why is it that the mountains shake and skip like rams?
因为大地见了主的面, 就震动了。
It is all because the earth trembled at the presence of the Lord Almighty.
所以当地震动的时候, 真的河, 约旦河水会倒流啊。
And so when the earth shakes, it here said that the Jordan River will turn back.
在历史上面呢, 约旦这一条河流曾经3次倒流过, 历史学家跟我们讲。
According to history, that Jordan River have 3 times receded from
its place. 跟地震有关系啊。
And they were all directly related to earthquakes.
那我们知道现在地在海里面, 如果一震啊, 它的板块一动啊, 它会产生一个波浪。
We all know, under the sea, when there is an earthquake and the plates move, it will create a great wave.
1946年, 在阿拉斯加有一个板块的地震。
In 1946, there was an earthquake near Alaska.
那这个海浪啊, 就一直跑跑跑, 跑到这个夏威夷的Big Island, Hilo这个地方呢, 那个浪高有46feet, 46尺那么高。
And this earthquake created such a great wave about a height of 46 feet all the way to the Big Island in Hawaii.
给那个岛屿带来很多的伤害。
And there were many, there were a lot of people were harmed in that instance.
前些日子我们说印尼有海啸啊，东南亚有海啸， 那个海啸可以跑跑跑， 跑到这个非洲的这块土地去。
Not too long ago, we also seen the great tsunami in Indonesia, and that tsunami have also carried its wave all the way to the continent of Africa.
那这个高可以这么高， 可是它的波长其实是更长的， 可以到100个公里以上， 那个波长可以这么长啊。
And even though it is high in its waves, but actually the wave is carried even further, about 100 kilometers.
那所以有时候你在海边啊， 如果看到大退潮， 你要小心啊。
And so if you were at the shore and all of a sudden you see the water recede very quickly.
因为它可能那个是, 因为它那个长100公尺的波长哦, 那个低的地方如果一来的时候呢, 突然你看到大退潮, 哇, 怎么鱼突然在沙滩上跳啊, 海星都看见了, 你很好奇, 就想要去抓啊。
Because right before the great waves will hit, you know, upon the shore, you'll see that the water will recede and you'll see all the fishes just there squirming. It is about time that something's about to happen.
啊，你一下去， 糟糕了， 下次那个， 再来就是很高的浪就要把你淹过去了。
And if you continue to stay there, you will later witness this great wave of tsunami come at you.
我们有个执事在这边做见证， 他说在印尼海， 就是海啸的时候， 他曾经在船上。
There was a deacon who made a testimony that he was in Indonesia on a boat when the tsunami hit.
他说那个海啸来的时候呢， 你要， 那个船， 你要往着海啸啊， 要跟他， 往着那个浪的那个方向走啊， 不可以跟它平行啊。
And he said when the tsunami was about to come, the waves about to come, he had to gear the boat directly facing it.
因为你如果平行的话， 浪一来就把你， 把你淹死了。
Because if you are facing parallel to this wave, then it will just overwhelm you and the boat will flip over.
当然你过那个浪高的时候， 你会drop下来， 那时候很多人受伤， 他也受伤了。
He said, but of course, after the waves, you are on the boat, it will immediately drop the boat and many people get hurt.
真的很奇妙， 诗篇就跟你讲说， 海水要奔流啊， 因为地见了神的面就震动了。
And so here the Bible said the sea saw it and it fled as a description of this wave.
这边又提到说大山要跳舞啊。
And how the mountain will skip like a ram.
小山这个跳得像羊羔一样。
And the little hills are jumping like lambs.
我们来看一下诗篇104篇32节。
Let's turn to Psalms 104.
104篇32节。
Psalms 104, verse 32.
104篇32节。
Psalms 104, verse 32.
他看地， 地便震动， 他摸山， 山就冒烟。 请读。
He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke.
啊，这边把那个山冒烟跟地震动连在，就跟我们讲地一动啊，那个啊板块一移动啊，地热从山上冲出来啊，啊造成这个山冒烟啊，火山爆发。
Here it says that how the earth may move and it trembles that it touches the hill and there's smoke that comes out.
在出埃及记的十九章啊，记载神在西乃山降临。
And Exodus chapter 19 it records how God descended upon Mount Sinai.
圣经上记载那个山啊大震动，而且那个好像烧窑一样的啊，神就在火中降临。
And it described that that scene as God descending upon the mountain, the earth shook greatly, and there was smoke coming out of the mountain.
从我们现在来看，就好像火山爆发一样。
And it's just like that of a volcano that we see.
以色列百姓看到，哎，摩西去那边四十天还不下来。
And so the people of Israel observed that Moses went up to that mountain and have not come down for 40 days.
啊，稳死的啦，一定死的。这个在火山爆发的时候，人家都往其他地方跑，你怎么往上爬呢？
So they concluded that Moses probably have died upon the mountain because there's a volcano. Why did usually people would flee? But Moses went up to the mountain during that time.
所以40天之后，他们就另外立一个叫做耶和华的神呢、啊。用牛犊来代替他。
That is why in that 40 days of not seeing Moses come down from the mountain, the people departed from God and worshipped the golden calf.
所以我们常常会看到这个火地震也会带来火山的爆发。
So there are phenomena in which when there is an earthquake, there will also be eruptions of volcanoes.
如果你有机会去马威这个岛屿
，If you ever visited Maui in Hawaii,
你去那个哈利阿卡拉这个山，哈利阿卡拉这个山呢，如果你走那个 trail 你会看到图画上右边这个图它有很多小小的火山洞口。
And so if you went upon this mountain and hike on this mountain in Hawaii, you'll see that there is this trail with many volcano holes.
你看到那里那个它上面lava流过的地方岩浆流过的地方都没有办法生草
And you will see places where the lava previously had flowed and there was no life, no vegetation that can grow on it.
你走在那个 trail 上面，你就觉得说，哇，这个好像走在月球的表面一样。
And when you are walking on this trail, it feels as though you are walking on the surface of a moon.
你可以想象当时火山爆发的时候是何等的可怕，何等的惊人吗
？And so we can imagine during the time of a volcano eruption, how scary it would be to be there.
那圣经上也记载当这个地震来的时候，大家会 panic。大家会非常的惊慌。
And the Bible also describes when this earth trembles that the people of the earth will be afraid.
我们来看以赛亚书二十四章十七节到十九节。
To Isaiah chapter 24.
以赛亚书二十四章十七节。
Isaiah chapter 24 verse 17.
二十四章十七节。
Chapter 24 verse 17.
地上的居民二十四章十七节，恐惧陷坑往。网罗都临近你十八节
18.
躲避恐惧声音的必坠入陷坑从陷坑上来的必被网罗缠住因为天上的窗户都开了地的根基也震动了十九节
19.
地全然破坏尽都崩裂大大的震动了请读十七节十八节
Verse 17 Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit.And he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the fountains, foundations of the earth are shaken.
圣经讲这个地震这一节的地震不止地震天上的窗户也漏雨所以地震天漏了。
Here it says, not only are the foundations of the earth shaken, but the windows on high are also open.
就好像这次智利一样
And just like what happened in Chile.
真的有时候你这个地震一来突然之间十二层的楼摊下来变成两层了。
And so if we look at Chile, you know, when they had that great earthquake, a 12-story tower had been decimated into two-story building.
报纸讲说有一个爸爸跟这个女儿他们就躲在一个地方那突然之间一震下来，看到什么土地就在前面了，就一出去就是土地了，二楼变成平，十楼变成平地。
And the news also described a father and daughter living on the 10th floor of a building.When the earth was shaking, they hit themselves. But when it was done, they walked out of the building and realized that the ground was already on their 10th floor.
晚上下雨那个地震是晚上下雨，又有点冷，夏天的晚上。
And then at night, there was rainfall.
那你知道，很多人都不敢在，即使房子没有倒塌的，都不敢进房间里面睡觉。
And during that time of earthquake, many people dare not to go into any buildings.So everyone stayed. Most of the people stayed outside.
如果你有机会进这个 CNN.com， 你去search那个海地的这个地震。
And so if you actually had time and searched the internet on CNN.com and look at the earthquake in Haiti.
它很多 life story, 就是那个实况的报道,他们在地震那个时候那种心情panic,那种惊慌的情形,你听他们讲话,那个声调,你都会跟他们一起紧张啊。
And then you'll see many articles of personal experiences of how what they have experienced during the great earthquake and how everyone was panicking and living in fear.
你知道这次海地死了22万左右的人哦。
This time in the quake in Haiti, it took the lives of about 220,000 people.
很多人呢，这个地震之后找不到自己的孩子，找不到自己的妈妈。
And so after this earthquake, many people lost their families, cannot find their relatives.
你叫他们如何心里不惊怕呢？
And how can we even have any words of comfort to
these people? 这个现象今天都是一一的浮在我们的眼前呢。
And so these phenomena, one by one, are beginning to show before us.
那到底地震带给我们今天到底带给我们什么样的信息呢？
So what does this message of earthquake bring to directly to our lives today?
第一个我们刚刚看到啊，耶伯记的9章第6节说呢，是神使地震动哦。
And as we previously have read in Job chapter 9, that God allowed the earth to tremble.
他说神的手摸山，山就冒烟了。
And it says how he touches the mountain and the mountains gave out smoke.
神看地，地就震动了。
And how he touches the earth and the earth will shake.
我们看这个诗篇68篇第8节。
Let's turn to Psalm 68.
诗篇68篇第8节。
Psalm 68 verse 8.
68篇第8节。
Psalm 68 verse 8.
68篇第8节
Psalm 68 verse 8
那时地见神的面而震动，天也漏雨，西乃山见以色列神的面也震动。
The earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel.
我们也许会讲说，哎呀，你为什么要把地震扯到神身上呢？地震是一个自然现象嘛。
Many times we may wonder, why do we blame God for earthquake? Actually, earthquake is just a natural phenomenon.
可是圣经上一直强调，这是神的作为。神一看，神一生气，神一摸，事情就发生了。
But according to the Bible, it described many instances in which it, in the presence of God, the earth would shake.
如果您说这个地震是个自然，那我们要问，其实海地地震不是很自然哦。
Actually, if you say that earthquakes are a natural phenomenon, if you look into the earthquake in Haiti, it's actually not natural.
那个历史学家跟你讲，海地这样的地震啊，是跌破他们的眼镜的。他们没有想到会有海地会有这么大的一个地震呢。
Actually, if you look into the scientists on their reports, no one ever had come to a conclusion that in the place of Haiti, there would have such a great earthquake as it had. Just occurred.
所以我们不要以为这是自然的，其实自然掌握在神的手中。
So actually, natural occurrences in this world actually is also controlled by the hands of God.
当我们没有遇到大自然的一些神的作为的一些伟大的情形的时候，我们常常觉得人定胜天，双手万能。我们常常觉得自己很厉害。
Sometimes when we don't experience such natural occurrences, we think that we are above all things and everything's under our control.
你可以解决很多事情啊,
that we can solve many things.
但是最近我们遇到太多的, 天然灾害了。
But recently we have seen for ourselves many natural disasters.
我们就觉得人越来越渺小啊。
Then we begin to think how minute human beings have are.
您知道最近啊, 美国的东部啊, 有很多的雪。
Recently, we see in the East Coast of America that there are many snowfalls.
你知道有一家航空公司啊，因为它的航线大部分在东部啊，都没有办法飞啊，损失很多的很多的这种经济啊，很多的钱。And
many airlines in the East Coast, because due to the delays in flights and cancellation in flights of the snowstorms, they lost a lot of money.
你雪一来，你能够做什么？你只能够待在家里面呢。
When the snow comes, what can you do? Many people are just cooped up at home.
那么高，你有时候不得不啊，这个晚上起来清雪啊。 因为怕白天出去没有办法出去。
Snows are a couple of feet high. What are you to do? You need to wake up in the middle of the night to plow the snow.
你看那个大火在加州这样燃烧。
And we look at the fires in California.
你看那个火，那个从一个 palm tree 一个椰子树跳到一个椰子树，你怎么去扑救它？你怎么去消灭这个火呢？
And you witness how the fire can jump from one palm tree to another or across highways. How are you to explain that?
所以真的我们要了解，其实一切都在神的掌握当中啊。
So we must come to this understanding that everything is in the hands of God.
啊，我们要敬畏神。
We must fear and revere God.
是神让。 掌握大自然，改变大自然，能够让我们来敬畏他。
Nature is in the hands of God. It is in His control.
那第二个，我们也了解到说这个我们今天能够做这个做那个，都是神的一个帮助了哦。
And so it brings to the point that today and whatever things we do, this and that, is actually due to God's allowance and God's assistance.
历代志下在志上在谈到为什么所罗门王的时代那个金子好像石头，就是银子好像石头一样的，那么没有价值，因为他们很富有。
Why is it in the book of 1 Chronicles described in the dynasty of King Solomon that in his time that the silver seems like common rocks, that they are so wealthy? The Bible describes in the days of Solomon that they live in peace, there were no enemies, that there were no disasters.
意思就是说在同盟时代没有大地震啦，没有大风雪啦，没有什么大的自然灾害啦。
In other words, that in the time of Solomon, there were no earthquakes, there were no snowstorms, there were no great natural disasters.
没有大的战争啦。
There were no war.
所以今天我们可以有过着丰富的生活，都是神的保守。
And so today if we live an abundant and a peaceful life, it is actually all due to that of God.
如果神改变大自然，那我们能够做什么呢？
If God changes our surroundings, then what are we to do?
所以雅各书这样讲
And that is why it is written in the book of James.
我们常讲说，我今天明天要到某个城市比如说到中国大陆住个一年赚个钱吧。
Many times we make plans to say, today or tomorrow I shall go to this place. For example, I'll go invest in China for a year or two.
那现在问我们说，其实人的生命是什么呢？
But then the Bible tells us, what is our life?
你们的生命只不过是一片云雾啊。
It is even a vapor that only appears for
a little while. 你们出现少时就不见了。
It only appears for a little while and it vanishes away.
所以他说，你们应当讲，主若愿意，我可以做这个，我可以做那个，我可以活着。
And so James said, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live to do this or that.
如果主不愿意呢？
If God does not will,
你看那个海地大地震之前海地大地震是下午五点钟的时候。
And if you look into the earthquake in Haiti, it occurred about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
在那个地震前面的一刻钟大家都是照正常的作息在做事情，没有人想到下一刻会地震。
And about an hour ahead before that instance, everyone was just going about their normal lives.
所以我们要知道神掌控一切。
So it brings this to point that we have to understand God controls everything.
这是地震给我们的信息啦。
This is the message that we have seen from the earthquake.
那第二个信息地震也告诉我们说，其实神借着地震在处罚这个恶。
And the second message, the Bible says that God utilized the earthquake to punish the wicked.
我们来看诗篇的十八篇第七节。
Let's turn to Psalms 18.
诗篇十八篇第七节。
Psalms 18.
十八篇第七节
，verse 7。
十八篇第七节
，Psalms 18 verse 7。
那时因他发怒，地就摇撼震抖，山的根基也震动摇撼，请读。
The earth shook and trembled; the foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry.
这边特别提到是神愤怒就让地震动。
Here it says, because God was angry, so the earth shook and trembled.
那为什么神会愤怒呢？
And why is it that God was angry?
我们来看一下以赛亚书二十四章二十节。
Let's refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书二十四章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 20.
二十四章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 20.
二十四章二十节。
Chapter 24, verse 20.
地要东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人。又要摇来摇去，好像吊床，醉过在其上，沉重，必然塌陷，不能复起。请读。
The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again.
这个神让地动，摇来摇去像吊床，因为其上的醉过沉重。
Here it says that God permit the earth to shake to and fro like a hut because its transgressions are heavy upon it.
诸位，我们不得不承认我们活在这个世代
I believe all of us in here cannot deny it or the fact that we live in this world.
现在的地震，我们所看到的比小时候那个所经历的实在多的太多。
That the earthquake we witness today is greater than any other we have witnessed when we were younger or before.
我们现在已经不把它当成一回事了，看到地震啊，这个已经不是新闻了，哪一个国家有地震啊，哎呀，不管它了，反正跟我没有关系啊。
And many times earthquake happening around the world, do we have that mentality in which we say, oh, it's just an earthquake, it didn't happen here, so it doesn't really affect me.
那地震越来越多告诉我们一个事，就是人的罪越来越重。
But what the message in the Bible tells us as there are more earthquakes, it also tells us that the wickedness of man is increasing greater and greater.
这是我们不得不承认的事实啦。
And this is a fact that we cannot deny.
你看哦，以前的人啊，在看那些黄色小说啊，要拿到一本杂志啊，偷偷摸摸去一个摊位，然后偷偷摸摸带回家，偷偷摸摸藏在抽屉里面，现在不用了。
Previously, we see how people, when they want to see pornography, they have to, you know, it was written in articles and in booklets, and everybody does it in secret and try to hide it. But right now, it's very different.
现在你打开电脑，躲在一个角落，那个就在你的前面呢。
Many times right now, pornography is available very openly. You turn on a computer, it can be readily
available. 很多年轻人脑袋瓜所想的都是这种事情。
Many of our teenagers today, in their minds, what is in their minds is all just pornography.
所以如果地震是神的生气，真的，我们现在的罪实在是越来越重了。
So if earthquake is the manifestation of the anger of God, indeed, it is because the wickedness of man is great.
我们不要说是这个海地的罪啊，比我们重啊。
Of course, we are not we are not referring that the sins in Haiti is greater than that of our own.
不是海地的罪比智利的罪重，说你看那个海地死了那么多人，智利死那么少人。
Or to relate and say that the sins in Haiti is greater than the sins in Chile.
因为耶稣曾经讲过这样一个故事啊。
But what Jesus has shared with us previously in the story.
他说从前西罗亚罗倒了压死了十八个人。
Jesus said before,
以前有一座大楼倒了，压死了十八个人啊。路加福音十三章记载啊。
In Luke chapter 13, Jesus once said a story about a tower had fell upon 18 people and they died.
你们以为那里的人啊，那些人比住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？就是被压死的人更有罪吗？
So Jesus questioned the people who are listening and said, "Do you think that these people who died in this tower have greater sin than those dwelling in Jerusalem?"
我告诉你们，不是的。
But he said, it is not so.
你们若不悔改，必要如此灭亡。
He said, if you do not repent, you will also meet with the same destruction.
有人说啊，哎呀，海地哦，就是巫毒太多了啦。你那个 UCLA 的教授都去海地研究巫毒啊。
Many people, even some researchers in UCLA say, oh, because Haiti has too many voodoo and these sorceries.
所以哦，神处罚他们呢。
And so they met the punishment from God.
我们不敢这样评论，但是我们知道一件事情。
We dare not to come to such conclusions, but we do know this fact.
地震是彰显神的愤怒。
That earthquake is a manifestation of the anger of God.
人的罪重，所以你会看到地震越来越多。
That because of the sins of man, we will see earthquakes happening more around the world.
重点是，当我们看到这种地震的时候，我们要知道自己不要再去犯罪了。
And so when we also have seen such earthquake happening around the world, we must have this self-awareness that we must not continue to sin against God.
我们要讨神的喜悦，不要惹神的愤怒。
That we must do things that is pleasing to God, not to arouse the anger of God.
这个地震带来另外一个信息，就是世界末日啊，快来了。
And the third message of the earthquake tells us that the second coming of Jesus Christ is indeed drawing near.
我们看马太福音二十四章七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 27.
马太福音二十四章七节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 7.
二十四章七节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 7.
这个 第三节谈到门徒在问说，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
In verse 3 it just says that the people asked Jesus and say, tell us when will these things be and what will be the sign of your coming.
第七节啊，
verse 7,
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震。
For nations will arise against nations, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places.
第八节，这些都是灾难的起头。
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
诸位，有一个世界末日。
Everyone knows that there is the end of the world.
主耶稣第二次要再来。
Jesus will come a second time.
要在云中跟圣徒一起降临。
He will be among the clouds with his saints.
我们来看撒迦利亚书十四章。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书十四章。
Zechariah chapter 14.
十四章的第四节到第六节。
Zechariah chapter 14.
十四章第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 to verse 6.
四节到 六节哈。那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北移，一半向南移。第五节，你没有从我山中的谷中逃跑，因为山谷必延到亚萨，你们逃跑必如犹大王乌西亚年间的人逃避大地震一样。主我们的神必降临，有一切圣者同来。第六节，那日必没有山光，山光必退缩。这么提到将来有一个大战哦，也会在以色列发生啊。
Here said in the future there will be this great battle happening in the land of Israel.
啊，我们也觉得啊，世界大末日来临之前呢，从中东开始会有个大的战争。
We also believe that before Jesus' second coming, that there will be this great war in the Middle East.
那会带来一个大很大的灾难。
And then it will bring about this great disaster.
啊，这边提到说神会在他们的国家给他们开一条路，给他们逃亡啊。
And here it says that God will make them a valley for them to escape.
那神又特别谈到说，你们逃亡的时候要像那个你们那个王，以前那个王在大地震当中逃亡一样，那样子的逃亡。
And that their flee is just like when in the past history when they flee between the mountains.
你知道世界末来的时候，圣经讲地要大这个大城要裂为三段，因为地震的关系。
Here it says, during that time, half of the mountain shall move towards the north, half toward the south, that there were this great earthquake.
啊，所以啊，他们要逃跑。那在这个灾难当中呢，你就看到，如果这个神不赶快来啊，真的大家会受不了，因为那个灾难太痛苦了。
And so here it describes that if Jesus did not come soon, then they prolong it, then a lot of people will suffer greatly.
所以这些在预言呢，将来主耶稣就在云中跟圣徒一起。
And that's why here in verse 5 it says, then it so happens the Lord my God will come and all the saints
will
come. And then you'll see the light disappear. And then you'll see the sun lose its light and that the moon will also lose its light.
And the
moon will also lose its light. And the Bible describes the stars in heaven will fall like figs on a tree.
天地圣经讲说，这个天地要回去啊。
And so it says the earth and the heavens will vanish.
大地要像一件衣服被卷起来。
That the whole universe will be rolled up like a scroll.
被火焚烧。
And be burned up in fire.
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
从看到地震，民攻打民，国攻打国，有地震啊，瘟疫、饥荒开始的。
And it all begins with the phenomenon that nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdoms.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道
，that there will be earthquake and pestilence.
我们看到这些现象，不要说哎呀太多了，我心麻了，这个没什么，我们就让它这样过去。
And so let us not have it in our mind and see what is occurring today and say, well, these phenomena, these earthquakes are quite common nowadays. So just brushing it aside.
就好像小时候你坐火车过山洞啊，问妈妈说：“妈妈，这个山什么时候到达？”妈妈说：“你数十个山洞就到达了。”过山洞嘛，火车。小时候你不是坐火车吗？啊，火车过山洞啊，你就问妈妈：“啊，什么时候才到？”妈妈说：“你过十个山洞就到了。”你就数一二，哎呀，数着。
It's just like when a child is riding a train with his mother, and they're going through the holes in the mountains, and child asks the mother, when will we arrive at our destination? And mom says, oh, just count the tunnels, about 10 tunnels, and we shall arrive in our destination. And then you're counting.
数着你就睡着了。
But as you count, you fall asleep.
太多了，数不完啊。你这从小小的心里，怎么数的还没到了？哎，不会来了，数着你就睡着了。
Because there are too many, so you lost count, and so you fell asleep.
常常我们这个神的这个善一个个来，你数着，哎呀，这次也没有来，这个山洞过了也没到，那个山洞过了也没到，啊，可能不会到，算了，睡觉。
So likewise, many of us may think, oh, these signs happen here and there. There are so many of them, I lost count, and do not care so much about what it means.
所以我们要怎么样反应呢？
And so what is our response?
当神要再来的时候，我们要怎么反应呢？
When the great disaster comes, what is our reaction?
我们看希伯来书十二章二十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 26.
十二章二十六节。
Chapter 12 verse 26.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。请读。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven.
所以诸位，我们要知道这个震动地是一回事，将来因为神要不但要震动地，他要震动天呢。
Here it says that not only will the earth be shaken, but also one day the heaven will be shaken.
那个 shadow 啊，是要 bring you to essence 哦，那个影子啊，是要让你看到实体的。 那个 shadows 啊，你看到影子了，你影子让你看到影子是最后让你看到实体的，看到那个 essence 的。
What you see in a shadow will bring about the actual physical essence.
那个 sign 是要 lead you to destination. 那个很多的 sign 是很多的征兆是要让你到达那个目的地的。
And so likewise, all these signs is to bring about a destination at the end.
所以我们要知道，地震动了，有一天天也要震动。
And so if we see the earth shake, that one day the heaven will also shake.
你所拥有的，你所看得到的，一切都要被火焚烧。
What you have, what you owe, and what you see, one day will all be burned.
一切都要归零啊，归零。
Everything will go return back to zero.
我们真的要醒过来哈。
And so we really need to awaken.
不晓得上礼拜二啊，大家感到地震有没有醒过来，还是继续睡觉
？I don't know. Tuesday when we had that earthquake here, wonder if you are still continue to sleep or did you even bother waking up?
我们常常看太多了啊，算了，继续睡觉。
And many times we because it's so common that we say, oh, it's just continue sleeping.
真的，我们要有警醒的心呐，哈。
We really do need to have this heart to be alert.
有些动物哦，比我们更警醒哎。
Many animals are more alert than us.
那1970年之后，中国大陆开始啊，从动物的啊现象啊来推测地震的来临。
In 1970s, the China have the scientists have done research about the instincts of behavior of animal before a great disaster.
啊，他们呢、啊、有一年呢、啊，发现到怎么那个冬眠的蛇都跑到雪地上面来了呢？就在那边冻死了呢？
And one year, they realized that the snakes on the lowlands go up to the highlands where it's cold, and they all froze to death.
为什么很多动物都很不安，都在那边一直叫呢
？And why is it that all of a sudden that year, many animals are seem do not have are not peaceful? They are like screaming in chaos.
他们就把那个地方的人通通撤开啊，很多人都被 evac 就是撤离啊。
And so, they evacuate many of its citizens in that area.
果然。啊，在几个小时，那个地方大地震了。
And then not long after that area had a great earthquake.
当然有一年呐、啊，大地震突然来的时候，他们啊、没有去侦测得到。
Of course, there were also years in which they never were able to predict research what was that it was coming.
啊，那动物也没有用啊。
And then so some people say, oh, the animals doesn't really give us any warning.
有人就这样猜啊，其实啊，动物的视听觉跟嗅觉啊，视觉常常都比人好。
But there are scientific conclusions that many times the senses of animal are higher than human beings.
所以有些动物它们可以听到啊这个板块压挤的声音。
And so some animals are able to actually hear the plates of the earth rubbing against each other.
啊，有时候那个压挤因为会产生很多瓦斯啊，或是那个。电磁场会变化，动物也会感觉得到。
And sometimes these small trembles will affect the gas pipes and also the electricity, and it also alert the animals.
但是有时候来得太突然，动物也没办法发觉啊。
But sometimes these things come all of a sudden, and the animals are unable to also respond.
我们要说的是，动物很警醒啊。
What I'm trying to say is that animals are more alert in this aspect than humans.
今天我们要警醒。
And so we need to be alert.
神震动地，也要震动天。
That God will shake the earth, God will also shake the heavens.
所以我们看到这个频率越来越多的时候呢，你就要想起耶稣所说的话。
And so when we see these signs occurring more and more, we must remember the words of Jesus.
耶稣说，当世界末日来临之前呢，好像妇人产难一样啊，他那个是频率是越来越快的。
Yeah, Jesus said before this, the end of the world is just like a woman going to labor. The contraction becomes faster and faster.
所以很重要的是，我们现在啊，要赶快得到那个不能震动的国啊。
And so right now, it is time for us to take hold of the kingdom that shall never be shaken.
我们来看希伯来书十二章的二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27.
希伯来书十二章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物，都要挪去。使那不被震动的长存二十八节。
28.
所以我们记得了不能震动的国。我们读到这里，请读。
27. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken,
我们知道我们呢、啊、知道这个天地都要被震动。
We know that the heavens will also be shaken.
受造之物都要被挪去。
The earth shall be shaken and everything shall be removed.
但是有个国度，它是永远不被震动的。
But there is a kingdom which shall never be shaken.
这个国度就是二十二节所记载的，就是神的国度啊，就是永生神的家。
And this kingdom is referred in verse 22. It is the Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom of God.
这是从天上降下来的耶路撒冷，就是我们今天的教会。
And this heavenly Jerusalem comes from heaven, and this is referred in reference to the church.
这里有神同在的地方。
This is a place which has the abidance of God.
这里是千万天使聚居的地方。
This is a place in which the thousands of angels assemble together.
所以我们要赶快进入这个不能震动的国度。
And so let us come and enter into this place, this kingdom that shall never be shaken.
诸位朋友，如果你我们还活着的时候，看到真的天地都被震动了，你怎么办呢？
Dear brother and sister, if indeed we are able to witness with our eyes the shaking of the heaven and earth, what are you to do?
真的，我们要赶快办手续进入这个不能震动的国了。
Of course, we must prepare ourselves to make sure we are able to enter into this eternal kingdom.
我们移民来美国要花时间啊，办很多的签很多的名，办很多的手续。
We remember when we immigrated to the United States that you must go through many procedures and paperwork.
我们要到天国啊，你也要预备啊。
And so likewise, it is the same when we want to enter to the heavenly kingdom.
那是一个不能震动的国。
That is a kingdom that shall not be shaken.
这个手续其实很简单。
And these procedures actually are quite simple.
但是一旦你买了这个保险，你心就安了。
And once you buy this insurance, your heart will be assured.
所以我们看到这个震动，你就要想到你要怎么样能够进去神的国度。
And so when we see things are being shaken, we must meditate to think what we need to do in order to enter a place that shall not be shaken.
有一次我们到玻利维亚去传福音呢。
One time I went to
Paraguay, Bolivia,
to evangelize.
那里有一个老人家啦。
And there was an old man.
他中风。
He had a stroke.
就行动不是很方便呐。
And so his movement was quite limited.
我们跟他谈了三天的道理。
And so I discussed the truth with him for 3 days.
太太是慕道很久的朋友。
And his wife.I've been truth-seeking a friend for some time.
那太太就要求说，那我们可不可以给我的先生受洗啊？
And so the wife said, can my husband be baptized?
我们在想说，哎呀，他听到这么短哦。
And so we're thinking to ourselves that he only truth-seek only for such a short period.
但太太很坚持，她觉得说，不晓得先生还可以活多久，可以活多久。
But the wife was quite insistent because she does not know when her husband, how long her husband will continue to live.
后来我们跟总会的同工商量啊。
And so after discussion with some of the co-workers in General Assembly,
我们就决定给这对夫妻啊，这位老先生也来受洗。
And so we decided and concluded that we will baptize both the wife and the husband.
你知道那个玻利维亚是内陆，根本找不到大海，那个河流很浅呢。
And we all know Bolivia is inland, so it has no great sea. And so the river, that living river that they have was very shallow.
所以要把一个行动不便的这样子进到水里面去真的很辛苦嘞。
And so to baptize a person who seemed so immobile, it was very difficult because the water was also so shallow.
但是为了进入这个不能震动的国。
But because he wants to go into this kingdom that will never be shaken.
所以还是克服困难。
And so we overcome the physical difficulties and baptized his brother.
他的太太在洗礼场看到主耶稣的宝血。
And his wife during the baptism witnessed the blood of Jesus Christ on the water.
我们要想一想这个问题。
And so it is important for us to meditate this question.
我愿意办手续来进入这个不能震动的国吗？
Am I willing to do the paperwork, the procedures to enter into this heavenly kingdom.
我们还要怎么样反应呢？
And what other responses are we to have?
我们看希伯来书十二章的二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
十二章二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28.
我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，又敬虔敬畏的心服侍神。二十九节。
29.
因为我们的神乃是烈火，请读。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
我们今天已经很多人都得到不能震动的国。
Many of us today have received the kingdom that
are not shaken. 我们常常有感恩的心啊。
And so we must have this heart of thanksgiving.
我们常常想主耶稣对我们真是慈爱。
We think how much love Jesus Christ has shown us in our life.
你看智利大地震啊，那个是第二个大城市受遭殃。
We look at Chile was the second greatest city to be hit by this great earthquake.
但是我们的信徒都在第一个大城市啊，在圣地亚哥啊。
But the many of our members are actually in the same, in the first city that were not injured.
你看地震在这个海地发生。
If you look at the earthquake that happened in Haiti,
隔壁就是多米尼加。
And next to it is the country of Dominican Republic.
我们信徒在多米尼加都没有事啊。
And we have members in Dominican Republic, but they were safe.
你看加州大火。
You look at the California fires.
我们很多信徒在Cerritos度假会，那个火已经烧到他们家后院了。
And there are many members in Cerritos when the fire came close to their backyard.
那个火就停在他们家的后院。
But the fire just stopped right at their backyard and not their house.
对，我们真的要感恩。我们想一想，神给我们的恩典真的很多啊。
So indeed, we must have this heart of thanksgiving because of the many graces that God has poured
out. 神这样爱我们，我们要用敬虔、敬畏的心、虔诚、敬畏的心来服侍神。
So God loves us so, therefore we need to also serve God acceptably with reverence and with godly fear.
诸位，尤其是灵布道会要来了，下礼拜哦。
Next week is our spiritual evangelical service.
我们在这个下礼拜之前，我们要做两件事情。
And so before this event, we are to do two things.
我们要准备虔诚的心。
We must prepare our hearts.
当神要工作的时候，
before God works among us,
我们就要有圣洁的运动。
That we must have this holy work.
我们每个人啊，都要特别注意自己的言行啊，心思保持圣洁。
This holy exercise that we must be watchful in our daily living, that we do not sin against God.
我们不圣洁，神就没有办法跟我们同工。
Let us keep ourselves holy so that God may abide and work with us.
所以我们要用虔诚的心跟敬畏的心来服侍神。
And so with a reverent and a godly fear, we serve God.
我们真的要敬畏神。
We need to revere God.
因为神是烈火。
Because He is a consuming fire.
他能够使地震动。
He is one who makes the earth tremble.
他能够把天地都毁了。
He can destroy the heaven and the earth.
当天地都毁了，我们还剩下什么呢？
And so when the heaven and earth is destroyed, what else do we have?
所以今天当我们可以服侍神的时候，
And so while this time, while we can still serve God,
我们要感谢神。
That we must have this heart of thanksgiving.
我们不要觉得，哎呀，灵会来了，又这么多事情，我要忙了。
Let us not think to ourselves, the spiritual convocation is coming, oh, this means more time is taken away from me, I'm more busy.
其实可以服侍神是极大的恩惠。
But actually, this is a time for us to serve God is a good opportunity.
因为天地都会去的时候，
because one day the earth and the heaven will pass away.
你所看得见的都不见了。
Everything that you see in this world will disappear.
你坐在弟兄姐妹身上了，坐在神身上了，没有一件事情不会被。
But the good works, the good deeds you have done in this world among your brother and sister will be remembered by God.
所以让我们动员起来。
And so let us move ourselves.
用敬虔啊，用那种啊。那种敬畏的心来服侍神。
With a reverent and a godly fear, let us serve God.
这就是我们的准备啊。
And this is our preparation.
弟兄姐妹，有准备跟没有准备差很多嘞。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's a big difference between preparing ourselves and not being prepared.
你知道这次啊，我刚提到说这个海地啊的地震死了22,000人啊，22,000人。
As I mentioned before, Haiti suffered the fatalities of 220,000 people.
但是呢，阿根廷死不到1,000人呢。
But in Argentina, the fatality was less than 1,000 people.
如果你不算那个海啸死掉的，他们政府啊，刚开始的时候没有公布海啸啊。如果你不算，因为夏天大家在度假，在海边度假，如果你不算海啸的，大概没有几百人呢、啊。
And if you do not count the tsunamis that hit before the, since the government did not give them warning, there's only maybe about 100 people that suffered.
那到底差别在哪里呢？
And so what is the difference?
差别是哦，这个智利啊，他们的建筑物都是可以 right on the quake 哦，可以跟着这个他们建筑可以跟着地震一起摇的啦。
And the thing is that in Chile, the construction were more better prepared because the building will sway with the earthquake.
他们有 building code, 他们有按照一定的方法在建造他们的建筑物。
They have regulations and building codes and making sure the towers and buildings are at least can withstand some sort of earthquake.
海地整个国家只有三栋建筑物有这样的一个准备而已。
In Haiti, in the country of Haiti, there are only 3 buildings that were built with this code and regulation.
所以灾难来的时候很惨啊。
So when the disaster hit, they suffered greatly.
诸位，当地震再来，摇来摇去，像吊床的时候。
Dear brother and sister, when the earthquake comes and we shake to and fro like that of a hut,
我们准备好了没有？
Are we prepared?
有个姐妹说上礼拜二一地震他的侄子就我们来一个很重要的 emergency kit 就是一个备用的东西一包备用的东西给他了。
Last week, the sister said that when the earthquake happened on Tuesday, her son-in-law brought a first aid kit for her.
我就想说，真的呢，如果大地震突然来，现在的那种瓦斯 我看连火柴盒，你又不抽烟，火柴盒都没有。我看到时候你要怎么起火？可能要钻木起火嘞。如果你不准备的话。
And so I think to myself, it is indeed true. If we hit, are hit by the disaster, let's say there are no more electricity or fire, what are we to do? Are we to make fire with sticks?
要准备啊。
But, so we are to prepare.
更重要的就是我们属灵上要准备了。
What is more important is that we need to be spiritually prepared.
要进入那不能震动的国。
To enter into the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
要用敬畏虔诚的心来服侍神。
To serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
467首。
467. 467.
Seated.
In the Bible, it records two kinds of prayer.
一个是悟性祷告,
one is prayer in understanding,
一个是灵性祷告,
and one is prayer in spirit.
我们现在要一起用灵性跟天上的神祷告。
Now, we would like to pray in spirit to our Heavenly Father.
圣灵在我们当中,
the Holy Spirit moves among us.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
当圣灵临到的时候，我们就会讲出一种奇异的舌音。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will speak an unknown tongue.
这是在灵里述说各样的奥秘。
And it is so that we speak mysteries in the Spirit.
这是很奇妙的，很宝贵的。
It is mysterious and it is precious.
如果你第一次来到我们当中，
If this is your first time here in this church,
我们鼓励你跟我们一起同心跪下祷告。
We encourage you to kneel down and pray with us.
第一句话讲，奉主耶稣 稣圣名祷告。
And the first, we begin by saying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
你重复讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，那你心中有什么需要，你可以跟神讲。
And what is needs in your life, you can plead with God.
啊，当圣灵降下来，我们自然而然就会说起奇异的声音。
And if the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will begin, your tongue will begin to speak unknown tongues.
我们祷告的时间会比较久一点，因为我们要特别为灵不单回来祷告。
In this prayer, we will pray longer because we need to pray for our next week's events.
我们为每位朋友来祷告。
Let us pray for our fellow friends.
啊，每一个人你都帮他想一想。
Let us think each one of them in our prayers.
求主主爱他们。
May God show His love on them.
啊，我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
So let us all kneel down and pray.